Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you so much, Mark, and thanks for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. It's Wednesday, January 20th, and Matt Schaub is headed to the Pro Bowl. Last night, Tom Brady of the Patriots bowed out due to injury, and Schaub, who is the second alternate, will leapfrog into the Pro Bowl because first alternate Ben Roethlisberger is injured as well. So, on a conference call with the media this afternoon, Schaub talked about his excitement of playing in Miami on January 31st.
So, Matt, did you have plans next week, or did you keep your week open?
I kept my week open just in case this might actually work out.
So how do you feel now that I asked?
I'm extremely excited. It's a great opportunity and represents a lot of good things that we're doing down here in Houston with our team. And so I'm excited about the opportunity to play in a game that, you know, as a player in this league, you always hope to get to this point where you're recognized amongst some of the other great players that are in this league. So it's exciting to be able to go down there with a few of my other teammates.
Matt, you had an incredibly productive season, most yardage in the NFL, 4,770 yards, most completions, and a big part of that was being healthy. What was it like to play an entire season and not have to worry about injuries?
You know, it was great. You know, my offensive line and backs and tight end, you know, when they were called to block, did an exceptional job keeping me upright. And so it was, great to be out there for all 16 games with my guys and be healthy throughout the year with a little stumble there against Jacksonville, missing a little bit of the first half, but able to complete the whole year and be out there with my team.
And you'll get to team up with Andre Johnson. What's that going to be like?
Oh, that's going to be fun to have another game together and be able to throw to him down there in Miami. It's going to be fun, so I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, Matt, this is Randy at Channel 2. How do you prepare now? You've had a little bit of time off. I know you've probably been working out a little bit, but now you got to get ready for a game here in a couple of weeks.
I did. I started last week going in and working out a little bit just in case a call would come, but also because I can't sit around for too long. I took about a week and a half, 2 weeks off, and just was itching to kind of start working out again and at least just maintain some physical conditioning. So it's a different to get back out there and get ready for a game. But I don't think there'll be too much rust since we just finished the season a couple weeks ago.
Hey, Matt, obviously it was a great season for you, but when you look at it now and you've had a chance to reflect a little bit, is there something in your stats that stands out that you need to improve upon? What's next for you going forward?
Well, definitely. I mean, there's things that we can improve on, and myself personally, there were some games that we left out there and some points and some things that we could do better. Still improving on our turnover deal and just overall getting better. And some of the individual things, some of the more focused details, I'm still have to go through and reevaluate our season and what we did and start preparing for the offseason as far as, things that I want to personally work on. So we're still up in the air about that.
I know that it was an early sample halfway through the season, but your fourth quarter stats were bad early on and a lot better the second half of the season. What changed for you?
It's hard to answer. I just, continue to work and continue to get better and just work through things, fought to finish off each game.
Hey, Matt, have you heard from Gary?
I did. I talked to him this morning.
What could you share any of that conversation on, once the news came out?
Well, I mean, he was excited for me. It was something that he thought was a possibility the whole time that enough guys would back out that I could get in and be a part of the game. So he was excited for me and for that opportunity to go down with some of my teammates. So he was definitely excited.
Hey, Matt, talk about the growth of this team from where it started in 2002 to now having five Pro Bowlers on the team with you now included.
Well, it's in the last 3 years since I've been here, we've improved each and every year, each and every game. We've gotten better, even though, my first 2 years we were 8-8, and then this year we improved by a game to 9-7. I think the details of our team and where, with the direction we're heading, we're light years better than we were at the beginning of the 07 season. And, you know, I think that, you know, we made a huge improvement this year across the board as a team, both offensively and defensively, to where, you know, next year, you know, barring injuries, that we can accomplish a lot more of our goals.
Have you had a chance to talk with Tom Brady at all since finding out you were going to replace him?
No, I haven't.
It, Matt, you say the team is light years ahead of where it was beginning of 07 when you got here. How much better of a player are you now that you've got so much work to leave up?
Well, I think that's the key. You know, when you're a competitor or an athlete, you always have the confidence that you can accomplish things and do some really good things. And you know, but a lot of it comes with on-the-job training. And I think just getting the opportunity of being out there for a number of games, you know, things start to slow down. You start to understand your role and understand what you're doing, and you know, game management things and things of that nature. So the more I played, I feel like the more comfortable I became with not only my role, my job, but with my teammates and everything in general.
Any conversations with Sage Rosenfeld this week? I mean, he's obviously not playing, but he's on a team that's a win away from the Super Bowl.
No, I haven't.
Hey, Matt, you hit on being anxious to want to get back out there and work out. You had to have this in the back of your mind that somebody could possibly back out, and I've got to be the next guy in line to go. Was that your thought all the way along?
Well, you know, I had to prepare for that possibility. I couldn't just sit around and be a couch potato for a month. So I was, you know, definitely, you know, thinking that it could happen and planning for it, you know, so I could be ready. Because, you know, you gotta stay ready in this business. But, you know, at the same time, it was just for my own personal well-being that I wanted to get back in the gym, working out, you know, stay in shape.
It's probably the first time you've been asked this, but how'd you find out? Who told you first?
Well, actually, when I woke up this morning, I hadn't even heard anything or found out, and I had a text message from both my mom and sister back on the East Coast, and I guess they had already saw on the Internet, and so they were the ones that I had a text message from, and, you know, I didn't know where they got it, so I turned on the TV, still hadn't seen anything, and then I went down on the computer and read it on ESPN.com, and so that's kind of how I found out from the get-go.
What's up with that, man? Are you always the last guy to find out everything, or what?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, that's kind of how it worked out here.
Hey, Matt, can you reflect on, you know, a few years ago you were a backup quarterback, and if things had gone the way that that team wanted, you would have never played. But now being what is considered a franchise quarterback, and, you know, is this kind of step one in the major, you know, explosion of Matt Schaub here?
You know, I sure hope so. I think, you know, I spent a few years backing up in Atlanta, then got an opportunity here, and, you know, it's kind of the natural progression of things. You know, we've got a great amount of talent on this team, and to be the quarterback and the one pulling the trigger, you know, it's an honor and a privilege to be able to do that and have the weapons that we have on this team. So I'm excited about, you know, the guys we have on this offense and the offense as a whole and the system we're running. So I'm just excited to be a part and, you know, hopefully this is just a launching point for things to come.
You talk about all those guys. How important is it to keep the continuity there, and guys like Kevin Walter, who will be a free agent, how important is him in the scheme of things?
Well, I think continuity is a huge thing and a huge factor in this business, because there's so much turnover from year to year on teams that when you have a good thing going, it's just a huge thing to be able to stay together and keep working and progressing to accomplish greater things down the road.
Matt, have you seen any of these playoff games? And if so, have you thought, wow, if we'd made it in, we could still be playing?
You know, you always play that game as a player, and the fact that we were, you know, felt one game short, we were still so close that you always play that game. What if we got to play these guys? What if we were in? But it's definitely a hard pill to swallow, but something that, you know, we have to deal with.
Could you do a quick breakdown on those two defenses that are in the AFC? You played against both of them.
Well, they both do play a different style, but they're the Colts. They're extremely athletic and fast and rush the passer. And the Jets, they come after you. They play multiple fronts and do a lot of different things on third down, but they're very athletic as well.
Hey Matt, have you spoken to Rick Dennison yet?
I have not spoken personally to him.
What about the Kyle? Since Kyle left him, went to Washington.
I spoke to Kyle right before he left. Obviously he's busy and tied up right now, but I talked to him and met with him before he left.
Hey Matt, if you could just once again just talk about how happy you are, to be making it to the Pro Bowl and just kind of, your season in general and ending it like this and in this format.
Well, I'm very excited. It's a great opportunity to go up against the best players in the league and to be recognized in that group. It's definitely an honor to be invited to the game. So I'm excited about going down there and being a part of things and, to have five guys from our team be a part of it. It says a lot about what we're doing down here in Houston.
Hey Matt, did Gary ever say this to you before you signed or even right after you got here that this was the goal? You're going to be a Pro Bowl quarterback if you do things the right way?
He never necessarily said that, but because we have bigger things that we're trying to accomplish as far as win a Super Bowl championship. But that's something to be amongst the best quarterbacks in the league. You got to expect and prepare to be that. And so he definitely mentioned that I have that potential as long as I continue to grow and improve. And so that's to continue to get better each year, and that's been my job.